The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Hey folks, Ron Giesek here from Box Number 7. Being that I have never exactly had a show before, it stands to reason that some of the expected things from the audience's perspective would naturally occur to me. And trust me, thus far, even a single adjustment to this show has only come about by nothing but a combination of sudden revelation, unsolicited advice that I should have perhaps solicited, and blatant operator error. And as they say, good judgment comes from experience, and experience from bad judgment. And since the podcast has no TV guide listing, or quite frankly, any posted schedule, you, the listener, the follower, are left to guess in your mind what the next show could possibly be about. So I've decided to at least start a whisper campaign about some of the things that are coming up, in no certain order. I'll be examining Walt Disney's final creation, at least as far as amusement park rides go, the Pirates of the Caribbean, and quite frankly, in my opinion, his best creation of all. Its macabre underpinnings and the incredible piece of cinematic storytelling that he afforded us with it, and also how Captain Jack has more in common with Han Solo than you realize. I've got designs on the now-defunct Georgia Guidestones, which is a now completely destroyed monolith in Elberton, Georgia, that brought with it an equal combination of contempt and veneration with its apocalyptic proclamations. Speaking of pirates, I'm making my own anthropological links between the Visigoths, the Vikings, the East Indian Buccaneers, and even the Hell's Angels. The problem is, only one of those groups exists today, and it would be really helpful if they'd call me back for my research issues. Did you know that C.S. Lewis left a secret planetary symbolism in the Chronicles of Narnia? I'll do my best for you on that. It's quite a journey for sure. Anyway, and on, that's just some of the things. Stick around, I'll try to cut back on serial killers and gruesome deaths for a bit, but I'm like a dog with a hot spot. I have to be sort of jarred out of my trance now and then, like anybody else, including you. Anyway, thanks for listening and for following, and if you have anything you'd like me to explore, feel free to send me an email, box number 7 at yahoo.com. Peace out.